to our podcast. I'm Vicky.
Pina.
Leia.
Because of COVID-19, students stayed at home and spent more time lying on the bed. It makes themselves infected more easily.
We hope our podcast could solve the problem. So the episode, we will interview a nutritionist to answer some questions.
Our guest, Sasa, had studies with nutrition during her college. More than that, she owns a restaurant which emphasizes the importance of our health.
So she has enough knowledge about nutrition, and she can share her experience with us in our podcast.
Let's introduce our guest, Sasa.
Hi, Sasa.
Hi, Vicky. And the first question is, what method do you recommend to lose weight, eating habits or fitness?
1 according to the physical condition is different. Obesity side is also not the same. So I suggest to take the different ways. You have to use the right method in order to achieve effective and healthy. For the exercise or diet, I suggest that must be continued and regular in exercise. And dieting should be reduced per meal, especially for dinner and the night meal.
Second, what kind of food do you suggest to eat when we want to lose weight?
建议摄取高纤维、含低热量的食物，不可摄取过多甜食，以及每日热量的控管。饮食最好以原形的食物为主，像是各式的蔬菜以及低甜度的水果，芭乐或番茄。而低热量高蛋白的食物则像是水煮鸡胸肉。减肥可以先以减少晚餐的量，让身体慢慢习惯，也不会造成自己的压力。
It is recommended to eat high fiber and low calorie foods, not to eat too many sweets and daily calorie control. The diet is based on prototype foods, such as a variety of vegetables and low sweet fruits, guava or tomato. While low calorie, high protein foods like boiled chicken breast, losing weight can first reduce amount of dinner. It can let the body get used to. Remember, don't give yourself too much pressure.
Do you have some important tip to fitness?
绝对不可以暴饮暴食，且需维持基本的运动。还有一个技巧是，每天晚餐在6点前用餐完毕，也远速消化，防止脂肪囤积。最重要的还是多喝水、多运动、少吃甜食。
You can't eat and drink a lot. Basically, exercise must be maintained. There is another tip. Dinner must be eaten before 6 o'clock. The most important thing is to drink more water, exercise more, and eat less sweets.
Do you want to say something to those who want to lose weight?
你吃的东西会决定你成为什么样的人。减肥过程虽然痛苦，但成效也会让自己欣慰。一定会有瓶颈，也一定会遇到停滞期，但是过去就是自己的了。
The process is painful, but the results will also make you happy. There will be bottlenecks and there will be stagnation, but it's your own way through. What you do will determine what you become.
What do you want to say to the people who want to get up?
瘦身急不得，一天一天的累积一定会有成效。遇到瓶颈也不要放弃，想想自己的坚持，养成运动习惯，加上饮食控制， 一定能达到你的理想。
Day by day accumulation will certainly be affected, and encounter difficulties can give up too. Think of our persistence. Develop exercise habit with healthy diet will certainly achieve your ideal body. Thanks for Sasa. Goodbye.
Bye.
After Sasa's interview, we have some summary here.
First, according to the different body, choose the best way to use.
Second, don't diet, but eat the food rich with low sugar, low calories, high fiber.
Third, when facing difficulties, keep a goal in your mind. It is helpful for you if you succeed.
Top taste podcast could help you.
If you like this topic, please don't forget to subscribe us. See you next time.
Bye.